AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. The expiration of Title 42 means many resources aimed at helping migrant families are being stretched thin. One couple completed a hazardous trek with their unborn child to reach Denver. KCNC-TV's Jasmine Arenas is there.
We got a notice from the city that we only had a few days left in the shelter. And that is when we got help.
Luckily, the nonprofit, Servicios de la Raza, stepped in to help before their 30 days were up. Not only did they find them a new apartment, they paid for their first month's rent.
Y debajo de sus alas estará seguro.
Holding on to their faith, this is how the family gets by. Their rent is currently $1,800 a month.
The White House says it welcomes the announcement of a ceasefire between Israel and Gaza-based militants brokered by the Egyptian government. The BBC's Yolanda Nell is in Jerusalem.
Just before this truce was due to come into effect, and even in the minutes afterwards, both sides kept firing. Heavy barrages of Palestinian rockets set off warning sirens in southern Israel, close to Gaza and the suburbs of Tel Aviv. Israel's military announced its airstrikes had hit operational command posts of Islamic Jihad. According to a text from Egyptian intelligence seen by the BBC, Palestinian militants and Israel have now agreed to stop actions targeting civilians and other individuals.
The group Moms Demand Action organized events across the nation Saturday to demand stricter gun laws. KTVT-TV's Alexis Rainwright is in Allen, Texas, the site of a mass shooting 1 week ago.
Maia Rodriguez, a store manager who says she was there when the shooting happened, says she's upset and is rallying for policy changes.
It's not something that should be normalized. Fear is not something that we should be looking forward to having and looking forward to seeking therapy for.
After hiding in a back storage room, she was able to walk away with no injuries. But now she's hoping to speak up for the lives that were lost that are listed on the back of her shirt.
In Vatican City, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with Pope Francis and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni at Chigi Palace in Italy. Meloni reaffirmed military support for Ukraine in its fight against Russia. President Biden had some words of encouragement for students as he delivered the commencement address at Howard University in Washington.
Keep standing for truth and right and send your rays of light.
The president also spoke out against racism, gun violence, and called for unity and peace. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 50. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 65. Overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 41. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 62.
Go ahead and ask again. This time I'll tell you what you seem to miss. All this while I was thinking of them, even just hit rewind.
Hi, this is Hot Dog, and you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Are you better than them? Are they better than you? Are they standing in the spotlight? Shouldn't you be too? Did you get enough credit? Did you get the recognition? Is your picture really big enough in this week's edition? Do you have enough followers on the Facebook page? Someone's gotta kill the rock star, wreaking havoc on the stage.
Radio, radio for the people. That's Dana Perry and Kill the Rock Star. You can catch Dana Perry at Cargo Music on East Washington Avenue. Dana the Jonas actually is playing September 3rd. That's a Saturday night. 6:30. It's an early start for us older folk.
Like we had the folks, the girls from Little Red Wolf in.
Yeah,
remember right. They were saying, yep, it's an early show because we're all getting older. And I was like, oh.
Monday night, I went to the Crucible to see.
On a Monday night.
I saw the Cancellations, the Takeaways with Becca Kiljoe. Good show. Uh-huh. Nice little turnout for a Monday night.
That's great.
In the Facebook event, it said, show at 7 in bed by 11.
Was it true?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I was home, ready to add a beer, ready to go to bed at 11 o'clock. It was
great.
That's
perfect. What a way to market it, too. That's a good idea.
Absolutely. Sunspots on the show later tonight. Venus and Furs. Terry, we're going to be talking about Punk's Picnic. It happens down at Lake Farm Park.
I have not been to a Punk's Picnic, but I know many people that have and had a really good time.
Marlo from Venus and Furs is going to join us after. And I want 9 o'clock. We don't have any guests. So if you would like to request a song, I would love to make the 9 o'clock hour kind of all request.
You know what? I'm going to put that on the Max Inc. Radio Facebook page.
844-967-2789 or just send us an email. email, maxincradio.com, or hit Terry up on the Facebook page.
Please.
We'll make that happen for you. I do want to say hello to Wisconsin Rapids, those of you listen to Max Inc. Radio on 97.5 FM. Appreciate your locally grown radio up there. Bull Falls Radio up in Wausau. Hello, Wausau, 98.9 FM.
So happy to have them along.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The Shaw and Waukesha, 101 FM, The Shaw. And right here in Madison, 92.7 FM, Devil Radio. Let's play some Little Red Wolf, Terry.
Yeah, let's. Thank you.
They were in last week. Great album. Love this album.
So
go get it.
Fun.
Half a Century is Little Red Wolf on Max Inc. Radio.
All the things you've seen in half a century, everywhere you've been, all the dreams you've dreamed, everyone you've loved, all the things you've learned.
Red Wolf on Max Inc. Radio. You can get it up on Spotify and all the socials. They're really good with the socials.
They're great. Very fun.
Very fun. The archive will be up very soon at maxincradio.com if you missed last week's interview. It's a doozy. Jimmy K and Terry Barr with you on a Saturday night. Terry, you've got some bar notes for us.
I do, and I think you've got me doing two sets of bar notes tonight.
We're making you work tonight.
Yeah, that's okay. That is okay. So I'll give you a couple of quick little updates on some of our favorite musician friends who are, no longer based in the Madison area, but we keep tabs on them, and they come back every now and then and do some shows. Mm-hmm. Let's start with Rain Stern. You just played her of songs ago. Yep. Rain, of course, everybody knows, originally from New Glarus. Then she called Madison home for a while. This kind of blows me away. She is headlining tonight the Viper Room on Sunset Strip in L.A. Oh,
that's amazing.
Isn't that incredible? Yeah. That just gives me goosebumps thinking about the potential and what she is doing with this opportunity that she is giving herself. She says, if it goes well tonight, as we know it will, she said there's some other well-known venues. Could that be like the Whiskey A Go Go, the Rainbow Room, that are right around the corner and ready to book her? She also said, I stand by my music and the talent of my band. And if you don't like the show, she will take the money out of her pocket.
I saw that.
Isn't that amazing? Okay, now you don't get that kind of assurance from almost anybody.
I'm willing to bet she's not going to have to take any money out of her pocket.
I am right there with you. Way to go, Rain Stern. Have an awesome show at the Viper Room in LA. I wish we could be there, but we're sending her really good wishes from Madison. Madison Malone Did you see this one? Now, Madison, of course, originally from Portage, and she is also in LA these days. She just recorded some background tracks at Sunset Sound Studio in LA. This is one of those historic studios where almost anyone you can think of has recorded. Elton John, Alanis Morissette, Fleetwood Mac, Rick Springfield. The list goes on, and now she can add her name to that list.
They're kind of a big deal there.
It's a really big deal. Yeah, they've got some really cool... I mean, I've seen this in a documentary. They've got these old boards that they still like to use. And I guess it's one of Dave Grohl's from Foo Fighters, one of his favorite soundboards. And it's old school. So that's pretty cool.
I wonder if Madison and Rain should get together and do like some weird thing happening.
They could do like a we were from Wisconsin. You know, we're from Wisconsin. Let's do a Wisconsin show.
We'll have our people call their people.
You got it. You got it. And of course, one of my favorites, little Gabe Berdoulis from Madison. Yeah, he is in Nashville. He has hooked up with Brittany Spencer. And we've talked a little bit about Gabe and Brittany. She is fast rising country pop star.
I'm not familiar with her.
Oh, man. She is a mix of Reba McEntire and Lizzo, if you can picture. Okay. She's kind of got that boppy, but with the country twangish sort of.
Sure.
And Gabe is her lead guitar player and also does background vocals. And speaking of Reba, they've opened for Reba, and they have been on tour since spring.
Amazing.
Just cruising. So again, you just never know. It's so great to be able to play the music that we love so much here, made by Wisconsin artists and those visiting Wisconsin. But it's also great to find out and keep track of what's happening to those from Wisconsin when they spread their wings and go and fly. I love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the bar notes, Terry.
More
appreciate
ahead.
That. Sunspot just around the corner.
Woo!
Got some music from Dirt Nap Records in a couple minutes. Right now, let's go up to Wausau Music Scene.
Oh, good.
Play some Doozy. Makes Me Feel on Max Inc. Radio.
Let's go. I'm done. Sick and tired of being on the run from everything that I want. Let's blow this joint sky high, never to return. Just you wait till I'm fitting in these medium t-shirts. You are the only one that makes me feel. You are the only one that makes me feel. I'm beat red. Hard, but I'm bad at playing pretend. I hide my narcissistic tendencies behind a fake smile. I'm tired, I'm spent, I've done everything I can to make myself believe that I can keep on going. You are the only one that makes me thing at all. You are the only one that makes me feel.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
sink. Baby, does your heart sink when I call? I know it does.
Radio, we are local music. That is brand new music out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Martha is the band. Baby, Does Your Heart Sink? From the Please Don't Take Me Back, I think is actually not even released yet, Terry. And
and you got your hands on it.
I did. It's up on Bandcamp. That's where I got it. I just bought the track, you know.
Hey.
Before that, we heard Frankie Moon and their song Blast Off. That's also brand new out of Milwaukee. Both of those bands are on the Dirt Nap record label. You go to Bandcamp and just search for Dirt Nap Records, you'll find it. And
what
I highly
name,
encourage you to grab it. Yeah.
Yeah, you won't forget that name, Dirt
right.
Nap. Yep.
Shout out to Ken, the owner of Dirt Nap.
Hey, good job.
I hope your evening is going well. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Terry Barr.
Hello, everybody.
This is Maxine Grady. We play local music, and mm-hmm. we support the local music scene. We have a good time doing it. Rocker's off tonight. He'll be back later tonight, actually, I should say, at 10 o'clock for Maxine Kevy. Terry, we got Sunspot coming in the studio, or not in the studio, but on the phone in just a couple of minutes. They're about to play at the Paranormal Festival out in Michigan.
I cannot wait to hear about this.
So, basically, three of our four guests tonight have mm-hmm. shows tonight. We just said, hey, get on, come, well, let us interrupt your plans and come on our show. Before you go on your
show. And I love it. And you know what's great? They're promoting us. We're promoting them. Hopefully some local businesses are also getting some love that way. And that's what it's all about, Jimmy Kay.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Speaking of local businesses, we have some fine sponsors here at Max Inc. Radio. Ignite Glass and Gifts. They're celebrating 10 years in business. You can find them on Odana Road, Monona Drive, also Willie Street. You can shop them online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Also, Dark Horse Art Bar and Gallery, live music and art. In downtown Madison. This is such a great place. Happy hour Sunday, Sunday through Tuesday. $2 slices of Sal's Pizza, 756 East Washington Avenue. They're right across from the Sylvie, Terry.
Yes.
Such a great place to hang out in the patio, have a drink. Sunspot, live from Michigan, is next.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
CBS News Brief. Migrants are still trying to cross the southern border even as Title 42 has expired. CBS's Nicole Skanga from Texas.
For days, migrants bustling into overcrowded shelters in South Texas. Many penniless and traumatized.
Israeli and Palestinian leaders have agreed to stop fighting for now. After days of airstrikes, the Egyptian government helped broker a ceasefire. Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
Similar previous ceasefires have lasted for several months to a year.
And rallies across the country took place Saturday demanding Congress take action in enacting stronger gun laws. KTVT-TV's Alexis Rainwright is in Texas.
I was scared for my life, for other people's lives, and I never wanted anybody to become victim to this.
Maia Rodriguez, a store manager who says she was there when the shooting happened, says she's upset and is rallying for policy changes.
The group Moms Demand Action organized the events. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
This is Mike.
And this is Wendy.
From Sunspot. And you're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Radio for the people.
Against the wall.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is Sunspot, brand new music from Sunspot, the strangest frequency. This is the name of the album. I'm on Fire was that song. And Terry.
That was hot.
That was good stuff right there.
Oh, man.
Hey, on the phone with us right now from Michigan, the Michigan Paranormal Convention. They're getting ready to do a show out there tonight. It's Mike, Wendy, and Ben from Sunspot. Hello, Sunspot.
Hope you guys are having fun tonight. We are too.
Hey, oh my gosh, this is awesome to talk with you, especially knowing you are at the Michigan Paranormal Convention. Okay, tell us about this and how did you get invited to play? I love this.
Well, a lot of the inspirations for our songs end up being like paranormal stuff or ghosts. You know, a lot of bands write love songs, right? Not a lot of bands write love songs about werewolves. So you just figure you find your niche and you go with it. But this is something, it's a fun thing to talk about. You know, a lot of our favorite bands, if it's going to be Alice Cooper, Black Sabbath, Ozzy Osbourne, Rush, Maiden, like a lot of those bands have that kind of inspiration. Yep. And so we just also took it and we took it in more of a pop rock angle. I love singing about it. So that was the kind of thing where it goes to if paranormal conventions or places like that are looking for a band that's kick ass when they found us.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, you all been together, I think, for like 25, 26 years, you know?
Longer than most marriages. Honestly, this is incredible, you guys.
What's the secret?
Well, we only talk to each other through our lawyers.
That's the important part.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, quite recently, I guess it's been a few years, but like your older stuff, older Sunspot, that was not about really paranormal stuff at all. Where did that transition kind of hit, Mike?
Well, it started in probably, I'd say, the 2010s or something, where we started to like aggressively just be like, okay, nobody else is doing this, so let's get in there and let's make it happen. And so before we were just taking inspiration from almost anything, and then we found that the songs that had a little bit of a different kind of edge, mm-hmm. people responded to it well.
Yeah.
And so we went along with whatever people were responding to because we wanted to make an impact and make a difference and have people enjoy the music.
And it kind of goes hand in hand with the See You on the Other Side of podcast. What's happening on the podcast these days?
Well, Wendy and I worked on See You on the Other Side podcast. And we did about 300 episodes of talking about weird stuff and then coming up with a song every podcast. And Wendy, how did you feel about that? It was wonderful. Right? Well, staying up till 4 o'clock in the morning is wonderful.
It definitely the timelines were a little intense, but through that we met a lot of the people that we actually are seeing here at the conference this weekend. We interviewed a lot of people and we got some very unique inspiration for songs that turned out, you know,
and the songs that turned out on the new album, The Strangest Frequency, a lot of the inspiration for it came from the people we were talking to on the podcast.
Oh, wow. So, how many albums?
And Ben's got some thoughts, too.
Oh, good.
I was just going to say that's probably the most fulfilling thing about playing at this conference, you know, that the people who wrote these songs about, like, show up to hear you play, and they're like, hey, that's, you know, that song's about my research or my podcast and stuff.
That
really
is
fun.
So great. Hey, you guys, how many albums? And this one is hot. I mean, it's really fun to listen to. But how many have you put out at this point? Do you have any idea?
What? This is the ninth album. The ninth full length.
Full length, yes.
But if you guys go on Bandcamp or YouTube or whatever, you're going to see couple of hundred Sunspot songs.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If people like our band, and I know the people listening to Max Inc. Radio love our band.
Oh yeah.
So if people like our band, then you have basically your next YouTube playlist for the next 40 hours of your life.
Absolutely. Hey, I need to tell you guys a big hello from Mark Schwegler. It's been a little... Yeah! yeah. He adores you guys. And when he heard we were talking to you, he was so jealous. But he could not brag enough about your musical talents. And I said, I know. But it was so great to hear.
That's coming from a guy who can bowl who regularly bowls like 260.
Exactly. And he can play.
I'll take that compliment.
Yes. And, you know, he's in a band now, too, and he's playing bass guitar in the Hair Lip Dog, I think it is,
Hair
band.
Lip Log.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but,
awesome.
Yeah. Big hello from him.
Wendy.
All right. Well, wow, Mark.
Wendy, it's Mama season, the final round.
Oh, yes.
People can vote for the Sunspot songs. And you're also up for some personal awards, too, aren't you?
Oh, I made it into the violinist category.
Oh, that's awesome.
This year, so.
Of course, the
Thank
mamas.
Yeah.
What do the mamas mean to you folks?
Oh, gosh. I mean, the mamas are huge for us. I suppose I could let Ben handle that one, hand it over to you.
Yeah, I mean, we're connected to the mamas in, a variety of different ways. But mm-hmm. one of the cool things is, you know, like when you donate, when you vote, you know, for the awards part of the mamas, they put instruments in kids' hands, and we'd certainly like that.
Absolutely.
And I am a teacher. Yeah.
And weren't you a crown teacher of the year for the mamas one year?
Yeah. I was humbled and honored to receive that. Yeah.
Well, we were thrilled for you because I can only imagine how happy the kids are that get to learn from you. So thanks for what you do as
Thank
a teacher.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And you could vote for Sunspot right now at themamas.org.
Right.
And while you're there, you can also donate to put instruments in the hands of kids. It's very easy.
Mm-hmm.
Sunspot's on the phone with us right now. The Strangest Frequency is the name of the new album. It's a really cool album. I got to preview it before we got on the air today, and I loved it. Here's the big news, or is it the big question. Did you see any ghost, or did you channel any energy while recording this album?
Well, we didn't see any ghosts in the studio, except the ghosts of all of our classic rock heroes who possessed us while we recorded it.
Oh, man.
But so one of the videos off the album that's already available, people can watch, the song's called I Don't Want to Be a Ghost, and we shot it at a haunted mansion in Lake Geneva.
Ooh.
And so weird stuff happened that night, like while we were shooting the video. So we didn't, well, we did get a ghost on camera, but I think everybody should go to YouTube and check it out to see the ghost we got on camera.
No
for that
kidding.
Night.
Okay, I'm going to have to share that on the Max Inc. Radio Facebook page, I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You guys, doesn't it ever freak you out? Because I know you do a lot of this, and you give tours at, places that are haunted. Don't you ever get freaked out?
Yeah, well, sometimes. Well, the thing is, one of the things that got us into this is that we would play at every dive bar, around the country. We just drive out. It'd be Friday, Saturday night. We're like, let's go. Oh, yeah, here's a dive bar in the middle of Illinois. Here's a dive bar in the middle of Indiana. They're having bands. We're going to go play there. And so we'd go to these places, and then the bartenders would say crazy stuff like, oh, yeah, if the lights flash at 11 o'clock, don't worry about that. That's just a ghost. And you'd be like, what?
Oh, man.
What do you mean? And so you start talking to the people who work in these places and the people who just, it's normal for them to have weird experiences.
Yeah.
And so so we just started going along with it. Like, okay, oh, your attic is haunted? Sounds good. Let's take the camera.
Oh, man.
Well, it's a lot more fun than just sitting around, between setup and showtime, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The glamorous part about rock and roll is the waiting between sound check and the actual performance.
The pre-show radio interview on over the phone.
Yeah, that too.
That too, right?
right. Actually, this is better than most, to tell you the truth. Like, otherwise, we'd just be sucking down beers. Well, we're still sucking down beers.
The album is called The Strangest Frequency. Is available now. Just go to the Sunspot socials. You got sunspot.com, too, I believe, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Sunspotmusic.com or sunspotuniverse.com will lead you to the promised land.
Excellent.
To the promised land.
Oh, and there's so much good stuff on it.
Have a great show tonight in Michigan. Enjoy yourselves. Be safe. Don't get carried away by Casper or anything like that. And
I'm worried about the Mounties. We're in Sault Ste. Marie, so I'm worried about the Mounties coming over, invading, and like, swimming over, and then taking us back. And they're going to beat us with free health care in Canada.
Oh, no.
Hey, we're unplugged from politics here on a Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right, real quick, tell me about the song we're going to play next here, which is Spend the Night.
So this one is about staying in haunted places. You know, there's a place in Iowa called the Velasca Axe Murder House. And their website is thevelascaaxemurderhouse.com. And people spend hundreds of dollars to hang out there and see if they can have a paranormal experience where some of these crazy things happen. Lizzie Borden, same thing, her house in Massachusetts. People will stay at this house. And so that song's inspired by people that not just are interested in this kind of stuff, but people that seek out and try to have some kind of experience. And they'll go to a haunted hotel, and they will spend the night.
It's awesome.
I love to hear about it. I don't know if I could do it. But thank you for telling us about it and writing awesome songs about it.
It's Sunspot. Thank you for the time.
Yeah, love thanks, y'all. You guys. Love ya.
All right, we love you guys. Have fun back in the WI. And look, we're going to retake Upper Michigan for Wisconsin tonight.
Thank you.
When we come back tomorrow, Upper Michigan's going to be part of the WI.
Excellent.
We have faith in you.
Yes.
Spend the night. It's Sunspot on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Time in a head. Well, I'm here to talk to the dead, and I'll spend the night. I'll spend the night in a murder scene, hoping some rubs off on me. Well, I don't get queasy, and I'll spend the night. The fear I want to face, is it the memory of the chains? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Is it a lust for the profane, or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain. Spend the explain.
So we'll spend the night.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I met an armchair doctor full recliner feet on an Ottoman empire, giving advice just like everyone. I must assume he thinks I'm pretty dumb or deaf or destitute. My loot is better spent than saved, okay? My yard's greener, wife's dreamier, cookie cutter. I'm a quitter or a winner, I can't tell. Definitely going to hell. My ego must be kept in check, and it's about time that I asked, what are you on? What are you on? What are you smoking? How do you land on these conclusions? Why can't you see it's a joke for a dream? In a moldy basement, listening to dad rock, pavement adjacent. Post-divorce, more golf course, keeping score. Off the court is bad. Lose all the friends that you had. Yeah, yeah, you can make US dollars, but that don't buy no self-awareness. Wish they sold it in a can, but there's no chance. Think myself as someone else. Mental health totally shot. The ozone layer fully rocked. Red Bull giving me the twitch. Is it a good time to get religious? Hope is a raisin making on the pavement. Priorities out of whack. Shack attack. What are you on? What are you on? What are you smoking? How do you end all these conclusions?
Newski from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. What are you smoking is the question that Brett is asking you. It's a single from 2020. What are you smoking tonight? I don't know. I'm not going to answer that.
Okay. Hey, he is on tour.
Yes, he is.
He's got a big tour coming up. Iowa, Kansas, Texas. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stops in Texas, Tulsa. And then he says he will be back to the Midwest after that.
He is always on the road.
I have heard that.
Yeah. Have you ever watched Krusty Adventures on YouTube?
I have not. Oh, should I be?
Yeah, that's a great way to kill a bunch of hours on a rainy day. Guaranteed. Krusty Adventures.
I will look forward to it.
It's fun. hey, next hour, Marlo Darkin from Venus and Furs is going to join us. And she's going to tell us all about Punk's Picnic that's happening in September 10th at Lake Farm Park. Always a good thing. And I wanted to call her up and say, hey, tell us all about it, because it's going to be really good this year. It's a great lineup of music, Terry.
Excellent.
Looking forward to that.
Okay.
We got some bar notes next hour.
Oh, I might have some more for you. Yeah.
You want to tease a couple or?
No. Mm-mm, No. All I'd like to say is stick around. You don't want to miss it.
All right. All right. If you want to, if you're in a band, especially up in the northern part of Wisconsin, right, in our listening area, Wausau and Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, and if you want to get your music on the radio, we would love to hear from you. You can send us an email, attach some MP3s, send us a little bio, and tell us about the songs, and we'll be happy to get it on the air for you. You go to maxincradio.com, or you can just send us an email, maxincradio@gmail.com, and we'll get that on the air for you. Plus, tell us about your shows, and we got a bunch of shows up at the Max Inc. music calendar right now, too. So, Rocker is going to be here at 10 o'clock tonight for Max Inc. Heavy. Looking forward to that. In the meantime, stick around. More local music. And Venus and Fur is Punk's Picnic coming up next hour on Max Inc. Radio.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin.